everyone, and welcome to tonight's show of Young Americans. I am Bree, and I have Danny sitting right next to me.
Hello.
And we have an awesome playlist for you guys tonight. It's about 90s country music, and we're going to be talking a little bit about North versus South. So,
yes. So let's start with the first song, Dinosaur by Hank Williams Jr.
And the show don't look like cowboy boots. And that ain't rock and roll you're playing. And the show ain't country or rhythm and blues. You're singing a song about making love to your drummer. Well, gay guitar pickers don't turn me on. And we don't all get into Donna Summer. Do you happen to know any old Hank Williams song? 'Cause you see, I'm a dinosaur. I should have died. My hat, excuse me, man, but where's the door? Used to be, I had a lot of fun in this old hangout. We get stoned at the jukebox and stay out of fights. Our hats, excuse me, man, but where is the door? Get us our hats, excuse me, man, where's the door?
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that little country warm up. We are both so happy to be here in Italy talking to all of you guys. I'm from a small town right outside of Boston in Massachusetts. Bree, where are you from?
I am from a very, very small town with one single red light in the south of Georgia, about 5 minutes from the Florida-Georgia line. So two very different life experiences growing up. What all goes on in right outside of Boston, Danny?
A lot of fishing, a lot of low tide smell. And definitely a lot of beach going in the summer.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So we live about an hour away from the beach, so I understand that one. Mm-hmm. But a lot that goes on in South Georgia is we farm a lot. So you could be late to work and like 5 minutes late and then end up being an hour late because you're right behind a tractor that's going 5 miles an hour. So
I got to ask, during the fall, are hay rides a big thing? Is that?
Yeah, around Halloween time. It's a huge thing. Like, we have a local hayride in our small little city and everything like that. And around Halloween, Halloween night's a big one for that. Oh, so yeah, it's pretty awesome. Pretty
awesome. Do you guys have haunted corn mazes?
Oh, absolutely. It wouldn't be South Georgia without a haunted corn maze.
I have never been to one, and I've always wanted to go.
Well, yeah, you can come down and visit anytime.
I have to.
Yeah, for sure. So our next song is actually one of my favorite songs. This is a lot of Southern people's favorite songs. It's a very good one. It is Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
So that was Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks. Like I said, it's a very Southern song, and a lot of people down South really love it, but it's pretty well known around America. Yes. Danny said she knows it. It's a very
good
song.
One of the few. My middle school anthem, definitely, for dances.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a very, very upbeat song. We all love to dance to it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It was very exciting to hear that for the second song, because I got to say, I'm a little new into country. It's not super big where I'm from, but I'm trying to learn more country
songs. Yeah, absolutely.
Songs.
Like, meanwhile, it's a huge thing in South Georgia. So yeah. I've grown up around it, and that's why this whole playlist is pretty much country.
What is your go-to country song?
My go-to country song? Oh, my gosh. I think it would have to be this next song, Danny.
Really?
Yeah, this next song. This song is Sold by John Michael Montgomery.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution,
But my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm twice. I'm sold on a lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day. When I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Oh man, that was country.
Absolutely, it's one of my favorites, like I said beforehand. So
okay, I want to hear about the football culture in Georgia.
Oh my gosh, the football culture is something else. We are Friday night fanatics in South Georgia. Every Friday night, we gather around in a tailgate. I don't know if tailgating is a huge thing in Boston.
It happens. I mean, it's not really. I think I have never been to one.
Okay, okay. And for those of you listening who don't know what tailgating is, so it's about 2-3 hours before a football game starts. There's a group of people who set up a grill on plates. They bring out food, usually hamburgers, hot dogs. Baked beans is a huge one. Chicken salad. It's a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, so that's a huge thing that goes on before football games. They have a few beers, maybe.
What about a vegetarian like myself?
Okay,
what,
so yeah. Like we kind of do here at Tonino's, it'd probably be like a special request type of thing.
Okay.
That you'd have to get with whoever's planning the tailgate beforehand.
Okay. And does this go on the whole entire game, or it stops like an hour before?
In high school, it does not go on the entire game, about 30-40 minutes before the football game. Okay. That's about when everyone starts going into the stadium and getting settled. But for college football is a little different.
Okay.
We tailgate the entire time out there. We have a blast. Once we're just having a lot of fun, it's just amazing. Like, we don't ever want to stop. And then there are sometimes we just have to be shut down by the police.
But how do you know the score? Is someone like running checking in, coming out, announcing to everyone?
Yeah, college football games, you have a TV set up, so you're just listening.
Okay.
So you're sitting there tailgating, drinking a beer, having a glass of wine, maybe eating a hamburger, and then you're just...
So you don't even need a ticket to the game necessarily?
Not even, but you should definitely come down to Georgia, come to Athens one day for a Georgia game and have fun with us and tailgate.
Football is not big where I am.
Oh, yeah.
Hockey is where it's at.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to trade up a little bit. I'll have to go visit you in hockey game, and you have to come down to South Georgia for a football game. So this next song is I Want to Talk About Me by Toby Keith.
About your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your hose. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I want to
wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about you guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Talk about me. I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
Man, you know, sometimes I like talking about me, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why that song was written. I mean, Toby Keith is tired of his wife talking about herself.
Oh, no!
All right, so this playlist is filled with a lot of great songs and a lot of great bands. But this next band, it has a lot of history behind it, Danny. It's called the Dixie Chicks. It is a female band, very big, very... very classic in the country world.
I've heard maybe one or two of their songs.
Yeah, yeah, they
but
have
I don't
some
know
pretty
much
good
about
ones.
Their drama.
Yeah, yeah. So they actually got kicked out of country music.
What?
I don't know if you know that. Yeah,
no absolutely. Way.
Yes, they did. They were having a concert in London.
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. She let the law take it from there.
right. Okay, I want to hear this drama about London.
All right, so the Dixie Chicks were having a concert in London, and they made a comment about how they were ashamed of the president being from Texas. And the president they were talking about was George W. Bush.
So this was way back in the day.
Oh, yeah, way back in the day, back when Bush was president. And it's just, as you can imagine, the country world. Like, George W. Bush was from Texas.
Yeah.
And there are people that are so country in Texas. Like, you just can't even imagine how country they are. So, as you can imagine, they just were not pleased at all with that comment. So, the country world, country music industry, just kind of banned them. But I have heard that they are going to make a comeback here in the next few years. So.
Well, I hope so. They have some great music.
Yes, they do. that song is actually one of my favorite songs by them. So, yeah. But this next song, we're going to go back to Toby Keith with How Do You Like Me Now? It is another one of my favorites by him.
All right.
All right. So how do you like me now, Danny?
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Okay, so what's really near and dear to my heart is nature and outdoor activities. So I really want to hear what kind of things you guys do in Georgia.
All right, so with nature and outdoor activities, yes. There's a lot of hunting that goes on.
Okay.
I know you said vegetarian-wise, that's not really a great topic, but a lot that goes on in the South in general is just a lot of hunting, deer hunting, dove hunting, duck hunting.
Dove?
Yeah, that was not really a big one, but
okay.
Yeah, people do that.
So do you hunt?
I do hunt. I have been hunting ever since I was a little girl. I go with my daddy. and it's just, it's an awesome experience. I've actually never shot a deer though.
I have never been hunting. I don't think I ever want to do.
Yeah. It's just, I've never shot one, so I can say that. It could be, well, most people would be proud to shoot one, but I'm proud to not shoot one. Yeah. I guess that has a lot to do with my heart and being so involved with animals, because unlike a lot of students here on this trip in Italy with UGA, I am a pre-vet student while everyone else is an art student.
Yes.
So yeah, I guess that kind of stops me a little bit from wanting to shoot one.
Well, up in the north, there's not much hunting, or at least I'm not aware of it. I definitely stick to hiking in the Adirondacks and camping and doing a lot more low-key outdoor activities.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a huge difference going on there. This next song we really like to listen to all the time in South Georgia, especially when it's around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And even if it's not, maybe it's around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We played this song and we're like, well, hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour me a drink. This is by Alan Jackson, one of the best country artists there is.
All right.
Sun is hot in that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know they'll be hell to pay. But that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
All right. Before that song, you mentioned you were on a pre-vet track. What's that like?
Oh, God, it is awesome. I am actually a vet tech slash assistant. Okay. So I work at a veterinarian office back home in South Georgia.
What kind of animals?
Small animals, but there are sometimes where we deal with goats and rabbits. Yeah, yeah.
What about a horse? Have you ever dealt with a horse?
I have never dealt with a horse. Okay. One of the vets that works there, he used to work with large animals. So he would go and visit some places that had horses, and he would go help them out just because, I mean, we kind of had the same sort of medicine, just we just need a larger dose. But yeah, I absolutely love it. It is the best job I've ever had. I was actually not even going to be a vet. I mean, obviously when I was little, every child wants
every
to be a vet.
So
yeah, but I grew up and I was like, no, I kind of want to be a nurse. And then I was like, I'm tired of my little fast food job, so I went and got a job at a veterinary office, and about a week in, I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. This is amazing. It's awesome. There's so rewarding at times, because you can see an animal come in on the brink of death, and then just turn around. Like, you can just see them just become a whole new dog or a whole new cat and go home to their humans and live their life the best they can.
What kind of vet would you rather be? One with house animals, small animals, or farm animals, or very big animals?
Now, see, that's where it comes in complicated, because in South Georgia, we kind of need a lot of large animal vets.
Yeah.
So I kind of might do a little bit of both. But I do want to have a specialty in surgery. That is one thing I've always wanted to do. So surgery in the animal world is pretty awesome. It's pretty great. There are so many things that go on, and just it's a lot going on, and it's a cool experience. There's just...
That sounds like a very long road ahead of you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So long. But this next song is another song that represents the South very well.
Yeah.
It is called Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson. However, it does not represent me that well.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to hear it.
I am not that much of a redneck woman. But here we go.
Tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy. yeah, from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I said hell yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna get real serious right now.
Oh, goodness.
coffee is so important to me. And in the North, it's Dunkin' Donuts or nothing. Like, you can't go a block without a Dunkin' Donuts on the street. We call them Dunks up there. Uh-huh. But apparently people get mad at me on this trip because they don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. See,
what is the big coffee joint for Georgia?
Starbucks.
No!
But that's pretty much really down south. But in Athens, we have a coffee shop called Jittery Joe's. And it's okay. we abbreviate that by saying Jit Joe's. Okay. So that is everyone's go-to coffee shop.
In Athens. I don't think I'll ever find a coffee shop that's better than Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, now there's where you're wrong. See, where I'm from, we have a little local coffee shop called Red Owl. I am trying so hard to get them to open a location in Athens because there's so many people from South Georgia that I know that go to school in Athens and go to UGA.
Is this place a chain or it's
it
just
is not? It's just in Valdosta Lake Park. Mm-hmm. Which is obviously where I'm from, and there are three locations, I believe, and they have very good coffee, like very just homemade, very delicious. My favorite one is called the Ripper. It is an iced coffee that has a espresso-based coffee bean, and it has 3 or 4 shots of espresso, so you get a lot of espresso, which is why it's called the Ripper. Yeah, that's why it's called the Ripper. So it's a very bitter coffee, so I have to get it with a little shot of vanilla in there. But yeah, so
I mean, I love Dunkin' Donuts, but I am happy to be in Italy and having real cappuccinos.
Oh yeah,
in cafes.
Absolutely.
In Cortona. Are amazing.
That makes a huge
best
difference.
Best way to start the day.
Yeah,
here.
For sure. So this next song is by two of my other favorite artists, Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker. The song is called "When the Sun Goes Down." And when I say that Kenny Chesney is one of my favorite artists, I absolutely mean it. I have been in love with this man since I was 3 years old, and I actually had to wait 21 years to go see him in concert. That was my 21st birthday present last year. So yeah,
that
it was a pretty awesome time. So here we go with Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker, "When the Sun Goes Down."
All right.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah. Just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big
rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes
when
down,
the sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving.
When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, she thinks crackers sexy. When the sun goes down,
we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, Uncle Kenny's hotter. When the sun goes down, when the sun goes down,
right. So like I stated before, that was Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker, When the Sun Goes Down. And Danny, you remember how I said that I went to his concert last year for my 21st birthday? Mm-hmm. That has always been one of my favorite songs, the one we just played. I actually cried when he sang it.
No way.
Yes. Yes, I did. Wow. That's how much I love Kenny Chesney.
I have never been to a concert.
Oh my gosh, Danny.
The closest thing I have is at my college. We have Java every Thursday night, which is a student-run venue where we bring in these weird, crazy, really small-town bands that you've never heard of.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've heard a little bit of that from Abby. Because Abby's, what, in the Java House?
Yes, she is.
Absolutely. And for those of you listening, Abby is another student on this trip.
Yes.
She's not sitting here with us, but we are sending good vibes to her right now.
But how many concerts have you been to besides that one?
I have been to anywhere between 5 and 10. I can't really keep up.
Wow.
My first concert ever, which I know you know these guys, is the Jonas Brothers. The Jonas Brothers. Yes, I was in my prime years of 9 years old, and I made my mom take me to a concert in the pouring rain, and I ended up meeting the Jonas Brothers.
What?
Yes.
Do you think you're going to go see them now that they're reunited?
Oh, absolutely. I was supposed to buy a ticket to one of their concerts that was in Atlanta, but I unfortunately could not get it right then and there, and it was like the day before, and I was like, crap, I can't really get it. So hopefully in the next year or so, if they have another tour, then I'm gonna definitely go. Definitely want to see them. Definitely want to have
I think their newer music is so much better than their older music.
Absolutely, 100%.
I'm obsessed.
But you cannot forget about the top song of theirs, Year 3000.
Okay, yes.
That's an amazing song. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we do not have that on this playlist, but maybe some other time in the
semester.
Maybe
we'll do a show of just Brothers.
Yes, 100%. We can do like the evolution of the Jonas Brothers. So, you know how I said earlier that there are days in South Georgia where I could be running about 5 minutes late and end up being about an hour because I get stuck behind a tractor? Well, this song that we're going to play next is all about that.
Okay.
So this is International Harvester by Craig Morgan, and it is all about being stuck behind a tractor and living the best life.
I'm ready.
Running late to work.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. Been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my International
me like a big parade. Of late to work, road rage jerk, shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on the state paper, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been. Back on the interstate, otherwise sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline, but cussing at me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
That song is a trip. I gotta say, in my hometown, I've never been stuck behind a tractor, but what will make me an hour late to work or school or anywhere is the cut bridge on our boulevard. Goes up, the fishermen go out or in, or just people that have boats, and you're stuck there waiting for an hour. The only good thing about it is your car is parked and you can get outside and just look at the ocean while you wait.
Oh, yeah, very true. Mm-hmm. See, I guess y'all got fishermen and we've got farmers.
Yeah, very similar, very similar.
Very similar, but, oh, goodness.
So, what is the smell of your town? Because my smell is, it is seawater on good hours, and then on bad hours, it's low tide.
Oh, goodness. All right. So, as you can imagine, with all the tractors that I talked about being stuck behind, we live around a lot of farms.
Yes.
So, the chemicals is a huge thing.
The chemicals, okay.
They're not really, like, they don't really affect you, but yeah. The smell of them.
Okay.
Oh, it's so killer. It's like, it's the worst smell ever. Like, I can wake up in the mornings. It's almost like sulfurly smelling. Yeah. It's really bad.
You know what smell I like that's really weird? Manure. They put it
because... Oh, no.
My college is in a farm town in upstate New York. And they put down manure all year round for some reason. But it's something really wholesome about the smell. It reminds me of my childhood days of softball, and I just, it's something nice about
Danny,
it.
No, that is an awful smell. Not as bad as what I smell during like the season of them getting everything ready, the crops and everything like that, chemicals into them and everything.
Oh,
which,
man.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not good. Chemicals. At least
it's
in
just,
Italy,
it's,
they don't do any of that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Nice,
it's
fresh,
very
beautiful.
Organic. Very
yes.
organic. I hope so.
I believe it.
I believe it, too. A lot of fresh crops here in Italy, for
yeah.
sure. So, this next song that we have playing, it is one of my all-time favorites and most
okay.
sentimental songs. I know that I've showed you my tattoo
yes.
of it. So... if I start crying in this, don't laugh at me, Danny, but I my grandma passed away whenever I was about 10 years old, and she had this song played at her funeral for me, okay. my brother, and my sister. So I do have a tattoo of that on my shoulder, and that's why it's so sentimental and so special to me. So
okay, that's really beautiful.
I just had to add this one in there.
Yes. Dance is such a beautiful song. I'm glad we got to play that for everyone.
Absolutely. I'm so glad I had to play that.
And good news, guys. Bree did not cry.
I did not.
She kept the composed pace.
I did. I was pretty composed the entire time. It was in my head. I was like, I'm not going to cry. But
but it was definitely a very different vibe, this past song. All the other songs, you were singing karaoke to them.
Yes, I was. Yes. Soaking it all in. I definitely do miss my Nana, so
yeah,
Had to get that one in there.
Well, that's a beautiful little tribute.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about hockey. I want to know a little bit more
hockey.
About that.
Yeah. Okay. It is definitely a brutal sport.
Oh, gosh.
There's a lot of fighting, but that's why you go to see the games. It's cold. You bundle up with a sweater. You drink hot chocolate. And you just go with everyone. And you cheer on. And you hope there's confrontation. And it's amazing, and I think everyone has to see a hockey game.
Yeah,
it's
so
a totally different energy.
For sure, like I actually mentioned it to a friend last night. I was like, I feel like hockey's kind of like soccer, but on ice. They were like, no, not at all. And I was like, never mind.
Such a different sport. It's one of the best sports. That and baseball.
Oh, yes. Baseball, 100%. I grew up around baseball. Yes. My brother was a travel ball player, so I literally, from the time I was in my mom's womb, I was going to baseball games. So I know all the ins and outs of baseball.
I just gotta say one thing, super confrontational. Red Sox is the best. No one's gonna change my mind.
No. Go Braves. Bravos. Okay.
Well, I want to thank everyone out there for listening to us. I hope Bree and myself brought a little bit of American culture, the South versus the North, to you guys.
Yeah, it was a lot more Southern than Northern. I apologize for that. It was the Southerner That's who fine. Created the playlist.
So, maybe next time we can do some Boston music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. It's been an awesome time, and I will be back in a few weeks, maybe doing another episode.
Yeah.
So... Yep, I hope you enjoyed this last song. It's it's a classic. So this is Blake Shelton by Old Red, and I hope you guys have a great night.
Yeah.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of Old Red. Now Old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take Old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning. Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and Old Red was headed south. Sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.